I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Let me throw this at you guys. Tell me if this sounds a little bit on the strange side, because it had the reverse effect on a friend of mine than his wife had anticipated. So they finally go out a little on date night, right? A little bit like Cass, a little bit like Kristen. You don't get a lot of those anymore because you got kids. So they go out and they're, I guess the in-laws took the kids for the night. So it was on all night, all right? We'll go get some wine in us. We'll go have a nice meal. We'll come back. Sexy time. So they get home, and as promised, she says, I just want to go and get changed, put something sexy on for you. And you wait in the room, and bow, bow.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
What?
You say brown chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Okay. All right. That wasn't the first turn off. So, you know, he's ready. And he's very eager to see what she's going to come out in. Because clearly she said, I'm going to get changed and sexy time. So he's probably thinking Victoria's Secret or something. And she pops into the room and she's got her wedding dress on. From 5 years ago.
Hey, dude, kudos for her for still being able to fit in it.
Right. And he was a little on the miffed side. He's like, it really didn't have the same effect that I thought like Victoria's Secret might have on me. And he went with it. I mean, because we know it's on the line here. And then the next day asked her why. And she said she had actually gone into the closet for something else that she had bought, but it was hanging there. And she's like, you know what? When do you ever get to put your wedding dress on? I think my husband will be turned on by this. It'll bring us back to our wedding day. So she put it on, wears it for him. Didn't really, it didn't affect anything, but it didn't have the impact that she thought it would. Is that an odd thing to do?
Yes.
It is, right?
I think it is. So she called an audible in the closet, and I think maybe the wine had affected her a little bit.
Okay.
She was feeling sentimental, right? So I think the difference here is, like, to get your man in the mood, like, to feel, like, lovey-dovey, yeah, you put the wedding dress on. But you guys had already done that throughout dinner. Now it's time to get down to, like, the business, right?
The business.
Brown chicken, brown cow. Exactly. So you want to, like, it's time for sexy stuff. You don't wear your wedding, like, your wedding dress does not represent business. It represents the moment you two made vows with each other. It's a very sentimental thing to wear, not a thing you wear right before you're about to jump each other's bones.
Yeah, she was basically human clickbait. She was like, we got to get it on. And like a BuzzFeed article, she's like, click here, click here, click here. And then comes out and is like, ah, sucker, here's the sentimental outfit that I've got on for you. I don't think it would have been weird if you said this was their anniversary.
I don't think it was an anniversary. I think it was just a date.
No, this is weird as hell. If it was their anniversary, I would have been like, okay, I kind of see where she was like, it's 10 years ago, I still fit in this dress, look how good I look. But I think the fact that it was a random date night, you set the expectations up here, and then you went to like left field.
You weren't trying to turn your husband on, you were trying to see if you still fit in that dress.
Yeah, I can't imagine that a guy like feeling
that would be a turn on in a situation like that, especially like because Abby said it's not an anniversary. That I would get, but like on a random turn up time, yeah, that would throw me.
Yeah, if you want to turn your man on, you don't want to remind him that he's married. You want to remind him what it was like when you guys first started doing that. I'm wondering if there was a miscommunication there. Like, I'm sure at some point or another, he probably said to her, like, oh my God, you looked so beautiful on our wedding day. The first time that I saw you in that dress, it brought tears to my eyes. So maybe she goes into that closet and she's thinking,
No, that did not happen. No. That's really cute. You thought that happened. That did not happen. She was wine-schwasted. She was in the closet. She's like, oh my God, my wedding dress. I want to see if it still fits and turn my husband on. And then she put it on and she walked out and
So is it pretty much then you wear that wedding dress one time and then it just hangs up in your closet? And if you're going to spend that much money on it, are there any other times that you would wear it? She clearly missed. Missed on this one completely. Where else would you wear it?
Mine's preserved in a box. So I mean, and that was expensive to do. So I couldn't wear it if I wanted to.
Yeah, mine is preserved in a box as well. But I was bougie and had two dresses. And one of them looks like a formal, more of a formal dress. Like it could get away with it. And so I would wear it to a formal occasion if I fit in it, if I ever got invited to formal occasions. And if I was ever able to trust anyone enough to watch my kids, if I got invited to a formal occasion.
So that's not going to happen.
No.
No. Okay. So it's really pretty on the hanger, but I could I could see myself doing that. I would be the person who did it, who got wine drunk and was like, look at me in my dress. And then the zipper would get stuck and we would just pass out.
And he's like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
The Bird Show.